we've been looking at the gospel, the basics of the gospel. When the Bible talks about the gospel, you hear about this gospel church or Four Square Gospel, you know, what does that word gospel mean? We've been trying to kind of unpack that the last 7-8 weeks to get at the basics. And we're talking this week and last couple of weeks about the work of Christ, what he did that constitutes good news. The word gospel in Greek just means good news. This is good news to us. And we want to ask what he did, and then we want to ask why that's good news. And wherever we're coming to do by ourselves. Now, we are made dependent. We don't have all the gifts. God creates us to not have the gifts. He creates us to be dependent on each other. And that's what's going on here. There are three threads that link these. I'm just going to kind of zip through the first couple and so you can see the connection to this story. And look, there's three threads that link each other. Do you see them in the thumbnail? First of all, you see the limitations of human or natural cognition. Cognition is just a fancy word for saying our ability to perceive. You see the limitations? The women came crying and loaded with grief. The women failed to remember what he had told them. Jesus said, didn't I tell you while I was still with you in Galilee? They failed to remember. The 11, that is the rest, following their lead, mocked and rejected testimony. They disbelieved. They said it was an idle tale. You're just making it up. You're just seeing things. You're foolish. The Emmaus-bound disciples don't connect the dots. They couldn't get it. Jesus said, look, everything that you need to know has already been written. You don't see it. And they're unable to recognize Jesus in person. Did you see that? They're walking along with him. What a great story. Full of irony. Let me read one of these wide discussions as you walk along. Are you only a visitor? Don't you know the things that have happened? What things? Jesus of Nazareth. He was a prophet, powerful and word indeed before God and all the people. He was unbelievably powerful. He was divine. He was clearly from God. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death. They crucified him. We hoped that he was the one. What is more, it's the third day since all this took place. They had all the clues. Jesus has said, after 3 days, I'll rise again. They didn't get it. They were going away. They were going toward Emmaus. They were leaving the scene of the action. They had lost hope. They didn't get them. They were not connecting the dots. Unable to recognize Jesus in person before both regularly. And now, this last, it's the whole group. Look how it starts this passage. Jesus appears to them and stands among them and says, peace be with you. They're startled, frightened, and they thought they saw a ghost. Their physical reaction, their feelings, their thinking was all way off base. They thought they saw a ghost. They thought they saw something that was after their own hurt, their harm. Now, so the first thing, the limitations. The second thing is they need an intercession from on high. In each of the cases, each of the stories, we see God intervene to give them the ability to understand. The women are made to remember. The hearts of the Emmaus men are so affected by the word of God in the flesh that their hearts burn within. Man, what a great thing that would be. If at the end of the day, when we come to worship together, we have been so filled with the Spirit, so affected by the clarity of what we've heard and the application, that our hearts burn within us. And that ought to be our ambition when we come together. Our hearts burn within us. And then lastly, Jesus opens their minds to understanding here in this lesson. Third part of this thread that ties this thing together. It's the same story. That's really the most important part of the thread, isn't it? It's the same story. In each case, they're reminded in some believing. They really trusted him, didn't they? No. They all, they couldn't believe. They were making fun of the women. They were not together. Jesus came to them not because of who they were, because of who he is. He's a king, and he's a good shepherd, and he comes back to be with his people. You get a sense of how he longed. Once the grave was conquered, he longed to be back with his people. To encourage him, and to put him at peace. You know, I heard last week, this week sometime, some Pico guys, or some imposters. Have you heard this story? There's some guys going around the city dressed as Pico workers, and they got to come in and check their outlets. And people are letting them in, and then they're finding out later on that the jewelry's been taken, cash has been taken. They're just using it as a way to get in the house and rummage through people's stuff. And it occurred to me, we have to keep our eyes open. We want to make sure we don't let in imposters. Jesus is here with a blessing. We've got to make sure that we're not buying imposters. Maria and I were talking. There are people out there under the name of Christianity that are saying, you don't have to suffer. Bad things should not happen. God does not want bad things to happen to you. And I invite them to read the scriptures because it's clear that that's not the case. It is the case that God wants his people to be holy. It is the case that God works all things for good for those who love him and are called upon him to purpose. It is not the case that we are somehow, if we just pray it and believe it, it'll go away. Or if we pray it and believe it, what it's all about. This is the center. This is the climax of the three times he said this to me. Be able to live in the reality defined by his finished work and work as always. So what is that link? That's what Jesus brought. What do we take away? What's that takeaway? And how do we respond? First of all, be at peace. Jesus commands it. Be at peace. Peace I will give you. Be at peace. Since we've been justified in faith, we have peace with God. Doubt your doubts. You know what that means? Doubt your doubts. When you allow a doubt to play at the same level or on the same field as a belief, as something that comes out of the Word of God, what are you doing? You're saying that somebody's opinion or some evil or at least godless opinion is of the same veracity, the same truth level as the Word of God. Doubt your doubts. Don't give them a second. Don't give them a foot in the door. They're imposters. Doubt your doubts. Subjugate your emotions. Deal with your emotions. Recognize that you have maybe an emotional tendency to get running from wired about something. Look at what the disciples, they were all weirded out. They were startled, frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. They didn't get it. It prevented them from seeing Jesus. And that'll be true for us. Be aware of the way that your emotions affect your ability to understand. See your opportunities and obstacles with open spiritual eyes. That's what Maria and I were talking about. See your opportunities. So here's what I'm saying. Jesus says, you are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. Stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high. I'm not picking on you two guys. It just happened to come in the Lord's providence. You pray for peace. You know, and I can hear Jesus saying, look, I've already got my peacemakers planted. They're in place. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see the kingdom. Theirs is the kingdom of God. You're it. Now, if it doesn't work out, you may have other people in line or other people to be around you, but what better peacemaker can you have for that neighborhood than you? You trust the Lord. And I'm not saying it's easy. In no way am I saying it's kind of a straight and run, once and done. Okay, everybody take it easy. Let's all just trust the Lord and then on you go. No. It's a lifetime of being a peacemaker. But the Lord has answered there. And he's clothed you with power by his Holy Spirit. He's given you brothers and sisters. So this is the principle. Look at your opportunities and obstacles with spiritual eyes. Don't look at them with the eyes of flesh, and all you see is a spirit or a ghost. Look at it as an opportunity. See the Lord. See the opportunity that you have to rely on the Lord and what you believe, to lift him up in that situation. He's already beat it. It's done. There's no animosity, no enmity that can strive against it. Believe what is written. Every promise is yes in Christ. For the Son of God, yet Jesus Christ, is not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. That's God's promise to us in 2 Corinthians. Every promise that God makes is yes in Jesus. It finds its yes. It's telos in Jesus. It's it. There's no going further. It's done. Up until the death and resurrection, don't know yet. But after that, it's done. That's what Jesus said. Don't you see? you through the